How's your memory? I mean, I'll admit it, the older I get, the worse my memory becomes. Got into the habit of making notes for myself to remind me of things I had to do, but well, then I keep forgetting where I left my notes. The Bible tells us very clearly and directly to the point that in order to live God's Word, we must commit His Word to not just our memory, but our soul. Here's how Psalm chapter 119, verse 11 explains this. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Jesus tells us this in John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. We have Paul adding this in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Committing God's Word to our life is the only way to live up to our instruction that we find in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Bible apps have certainly made Bible study a lot easier, haven't they? You can read what God draws you to. Many apps automatically cross-reference verses. You can do a keyword search if that's your choice. But I'm going to make things even easier so that you can commit some of God's most valuable truths and lessons to your heart, soul, and mind in a way that is absolutely foolproof, super easy to remember. And you can do this with either a Bible app or an actual physical Bible. So let's start with this question. What is the most well-known and remembered verse of the entire Bible? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Things don't happen in the Bible by accident or coincidence. The Bible is the Word and the works of God placed in your hand for a path to understanding. God wants and expects us to remember His Word. It's us who make Bible study and remembering more challenging than it needs to be. I'm going to prove it to you right here, right now. Let's travel through God's Word and spend time with the third chapter, 16th verse in the books of the New Testament to show how simply remembering 3:16 will bring you to very important lessons and truths. And we'll do this in the order of the books in the New Testament. So let's start with Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. That one verse helps us see the role that baptizing has in our faith. It tells us what was brought to Jesus is also there for us as well. Now we go to Mark chapter 3, verse 16. Simon, to whom he, meaning Jesus, gave the name Peter. Short verse, I know, but it tells us so much as you study it. Most importantly, giving Simon the name Peter shows how Jesus would rely on Peter. See, the name Peter in Aramaic means rock, and Jesus said that upon this rock he would build his church. Now let's go to Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John, meaning John the Baptist, answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. There's one thing you can say about God. He gets to the point quickly, doesn't he? God gave John the Baptist the total lowdown on what was to come for him to share, which he did in that verse. Now, John 3:16, we already have that covered, so let's move forward to Acts chapter 3, verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, which you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. This is where Peter was reminding the Jews about how they turned to Pilate, having released a criminal instead of Jesus. Peter also tells them about while they believed that they had won, they were in fact fulfilling prophecy, so that all who kneel and bow to Jesus will have everlasting life. Next up is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? This verse reminds us that we are not to desecrate ourselves, but instead keep our ways holy and obedient to the Word of God. Moving on to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. This is where Paul's teaching about the changeless promise from God, first given to Abraham and then brought to us by Jesus. Paul tells us that this covenant is a forever and eternal one through God's promise and not the law. We're now up to Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. This brings us back to what I started with in this teaching. Without the word within us, which only comes about through devoted study, it's impossible to live according to God's word. Turning now to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. You know, this verse actually takes me back to my high school English literature class. Remember Cliff Notes? That's the only way I got through that class. But in these few words, the entire truth of Jesus is delivered without controversy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 tells us this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This verse tells us every important element of the Word of God, which brings us to the understanding that we need to have about why we are to study it, commit it to our souls, and to, of course, live it. Here are the words of James chapter 3, verse 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Verse like that reminds us of how God's word is eternal. What was true then is just as true today, isn't it? 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 is a reminder of how our works are needed to fully live God's word. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And finally, this brings us to Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. The words of Jesus in that verse instructs us to be passionate, be devoted. Now, if you want to be passionate and devoted in denial of him, well, you have the choice as part of the free will that he gives to all of us. The consequences of that choice, though, will not be the eternity you should be hoping for. If you want to be passionate and devoted in loving him, following him, praising him, an eternity in his paradise awaits you.